feel let down by the European Commission by, you know, instigating this by putting a tariff on bourbon. And this is a response to that. At the moment, we have zero tariffs on American whiskey coming into Europe, and there's zero tariffs from our products going into the United States. And that's been the arrangement since 1997. And it needs to be resolved, and it needs to be resolved quickly, because there isn't a lot of time for this to be resolved. So we're expecting the Commission and our government to sharpen their teeth and see to get this thing resolved, because it's, you know, we've 100 jobs here. They're, you know, our exports to the US of Irish whiskey alone are 450 million. So it's a big market, very important market. And we really need this fixed.
There's no real winners, and fair enough, the EU would argue that, you know, Donald Trump in many ways started this. But once the EU brought alcohol, i.e. American whiskey, into the mix, everything was really up for grabs then after that.
Yes. Well, we brought into something that's nothing to do with us. We had nothing to do with steel or aluminium or fertilizer. I mean, we have zero for zero tariffs at the moment. So, in fact, we're best in class because there are no tariffs either way. And in fact, our cousins in Kentucky and in the U.S. drinks industry, we have close relations with them. We buy barrels from them. They sell some of our brands for us. They distribute them in the U.S. and vice versa. We distribute those brands in Europe. So it's like breaking up a family. Particularly irked about it, and this should not have happened. They're a huge customer, a very valued customer. It's a very competitive marketplace, and any disruption there is would be very welcome. We worked hard to develop those relationships over the years. We were a small distillery here, we've worked extremely hard with our partners in the US. So it's very disappointing, but all is not lost. There is time to resolve this. I think the European Commission needs to just remove the tariff threat on bourbon and get back to 0-0 where we were a few days ago and continue that way.